Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today I welcome my very special guest, Dr. Bob Uslander. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name
perfect.
Right. Oh, good. So Dr. Bob has been practicing medicine for more than 25 years, currently as a concierge physician, leading a team of holistic practitioners serving the elderly, those experiencing complex illness and end of life. He's dedicated to helping people live with joy and without fear and struggle at any stage of life, and especially in the face of challenging or terminal illness. To Dr. Bob, there is no group of people more deserving of and desperate for this type of care than those facing these challenges and the people who love and care for them. So I love Dr. Bob. I love his calling. I love his mission. We have known one another for many years. We both were in a mastermind together. And Dr. Bob is one of those people in the world that really fully embodies compassion and fully embodies his calling and living his purpose, unlike many, many people. And so I'm very, very honored and delighted that you are here with me today. Dr. Bob, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Emerald. It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, you have a really big calling on your life, and I would love to hear from you, like, how that calling really emerged and the process for you, kind of the internal process for you of actually saying yes to the calling. So if you could talk a little bit about that, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. And it's there's many layers to it. And I guess when I look back and I see all the pieces that had to come together to, you know, to put me in the place that I am right now, to be able to serve the way that I do, each one of them in and of itself, it, you know, wouldn't have made sense that this was a piece of the puzzle. So I was an emergency physician, right? So I trained as an ER doctor from the beginning of my career. My focus was on, you know, diving in, doing whatever I needed to do to really to save people. Ultimately, as an ER doc, every encounter you have isn't life and death. Most of the time, it's typical run-of-the-mill stuff. But on a regular basis, you are called upon to try to save a life and to deal with people who are in extreme situations. And the mindset of most physicians, and especially ER docs, is you do whatever you have to keep that person alive. You don't necessarily think about the impact of what that saved life might be, at least in when I started my career back in the 80s, early 90s, we didn't have such a focus on advanced healthcare directives and PULSE and things where people were able to sort of self-determine what they might want. So no matter who it was, what happened, they came in, you were coding them, you were doing everything. And it was just sort of the Wild West. And it was an interesting career. And I felt like I was where I belonged. About 10 years into my career, I had situation that really changed the way I saw the world and practiced. And a very good friend of mine died at the age of 32 of melanoma. And this was a guy who was just a young stud, snowboarder, surfer, just had three little children that they were under the age of five. And he developed a recurrence from a mole that he had removed years ago and was found to have melanoma. And it progressed despite treatment. And eventually he got to the point where he was dying and it was pretty clear. I was his doctor because I was his friend and he didn't have a primary doctor. So I was just helping him through the process, helping his family. And then we called in hospice. And I hadn't really had any exposure to hospice before. And when that team came in and we started providing this total wraparound layer of support and care and love, it was just a real transformational experience for me. And I saw how we could care for people and what an end of life, a peaceful end of life could be. Even though it was tragic that he was dying, it was a beautiful experience, and we created this beautiful ritual, and the days and weeks leading up to his death were very meaningful. His wife is still a very close friend of mine. His kids are grown, and so he factors very prominently. Darren Barwell was his name, an amazing guy. And through that, they planted a seed for me, and that seed kind of kept germinating. And a few years later, I started a house call practice in this little town in Northern California. And then I started a home care company, and I just was moving, kind of gravitating towards taking care of people. And I wanted more of a relationship with people. Mm. I had been missing that. Mm. 2010, 11, I moved down to San Diego. I left that little community and in search of some bigger playground. And I felt like there was something more that I needed to be doing. That's around the time I met you. So we talk about finding your purpose. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was moving towards a new type of career where I could have more impact and do things differently, because I didn't like to accept the status quo. I didn't like working within the system that was clearly broken and creating stress and struggle for people. So I went to this event, the recommendation of a friend of mine, and I was an event, Lisa Sasevich, who's a mutual friend of ours. She brought together a room of hundreds, 300 or so people who were sitting together. And there was a gentleman, he gave a presentation about how to find your purpose. And I imagine you were at that event.
Tim Kelly.
Yeah, Tim Kelly. It was a little woo-woo for me, you know, but I sat and I sort of went through the exercise and I dug in and I found my purpose in that moment, at that session. And that was probably 9 years ago. And it really hasn't changed. I've done a lot of different soul searching and exercises and looked to see if I could refine it. It really hasn't changed from what came to me in that moment. And so I realized that my purpose here is to help people move past fear so that they can see the light within them, so they can really see their own inner essence in order to experience the joy and beauty of life. And I realized that in my life as a physician, as a human being, I realized that fear was what was blocking people from truly experiencing joy.
Yeah.
And then I just kept trying to figure out how to implement that in my life. As an ER doc, I can step in and engage with people quickly and help to remove the fear or reduce the fear from the circumstances. And then I found that I was able to do that fairly well. Situations that seemed real scary and overwhelming, after kind of shining the light on them and engaging with people and helping them see things in a different way, a lot of times at the end of that encounter, they were laughing and smiling, and you know, and it was actually not a horrible experience. It was a positive experience. But then a short while later, probably a year or two later from that moment of getting clear on my purpose, I was sitting looking out over the ocean, where a lot of my inspiration comes from, down near the water, and just contemplating what my path was going to be. I was transitioning out of emergency medicine and looking at different possibilities and opportunities. And I had a clear epiphany. I had a download, clearly received the message from the universe. And I heard the words, "You're here to help people die." Mm. It was as clear as could be. I've heard of people having these moments, and I hadn't experienced one before, but it was, my body was just totally tingling. My hair was standing up. I was electrified. Mm. And I had this clarity that was what I was here for. And I didn't do anything about it. I didn't say anything. It was just sort of my own internal awakening. But the next day, I happened to be out at a gathering. A friend of mine invited me to go to this festival in town. As I was leaving and heading towards my car with my little boy, there was some vendor booths, people who were promoting their services and their companies. And I just locked eyes with a woman and looked, and she was representing a hospice, a palliative care and hospice company. And I went up and started talking with her, and we talked about the company and the palliative care as a kind of an emerging field of medicine. And after we just connected, and she had been a longtime hospice nurse and just a wonderful, beautiful person. I told her about my epiphany the night before. And within a few months, I was running a developing a palliative care program and doing palliative care and hospice. Mm, I stepped into this world of going into people's homes, helping them deal with their overwhelming challenges and help comfort them. And sometimes they would stabilize and get better. And sometimes they would move towards end of life and dying. And so I worked in the palliative care hospice arena for a couple of years and really learned how to do it well. And I also learned about all the significant gaps that exist in the traditional system of caring for people at end of life. Mm-hmm. So after doing that for a couple of years, and my mom got sick and died, my father got sick and died, I helped them through their end of life experiences. And I just decided at that point, like, game on. I'm not going to like work within the system and in this broken system and let that dictate and constrain what I can offer to people. Mm-hmm. So I started my own practice. I brought a group of people together, nurses, social workers, massage therapists, music therapists, acupuncturists. Mm-hmm. And we created a team, a holistic team to provide love, care, support, guidance for people who are dealing with the late stage of life and dying.
Beautiful.
And that was about 3 years ago. And it's been beyond my wildest expectations, both in terms of what we've been able to do, the impact that we've been able to have, and the impact that it's had on me and my happiness, my sense of fulfillment, my sense of meaning and purpose. So I'm so blessed that I was able to identify that, find a way, all the right things happened at the right time. And that's where I'm at.
Beautiful. Well, we are already at the break, amazingly. When we come back, though, I am going to just distill what I heard from that. But right now, I am going to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in San Diego. We might as well just say hi to the people in your neighborhood, right?
Sounds good.
And we will be right back after the break with Dr. Bob Uslander.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit TimeToMakeYourMark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's TimeToMakeYourMark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back. So before we went to the break, Dr. Bob was talking about his journey and about the calling and about how all these amazing pieces came together. And, you know, what I really took away from that conversation, Dr. Bob, was a few very important things. One is that part of the work of being a man on purpose, which you most definitely are, is finding your purpose, like being open, going to places and being in spaces and doing the exercises that the people from the stage are instructing you to do. And even if it seems woo-woo and all those things, like number one is finding your purpose. But the thing that you said that really struck me is implementing, like you implemented your purpose. Because I think a lot of people find their purpose, but they don't necessarily actually implement it to the extent that you have. And then the second thing I heard from you is that you are open for inspiration and you get inspiration from the ocean and from the water and from creating time and space to contemplate and to open yourself up for that inspiration. And then the fourth thing that I heard was when you got a big epiphany, an awakening, thank you for sharing exactly what that felt like. Like your clarity was tingles all over your body. And that's the thing that happens for me as well. Like when I'm getting something really big, it's like, oh yeah, I'm energized. I'm feeling like I've been struck by lightning. I'm feeling that energy in every little cell. So those are some of the things that I heard in the front half of our conversation there that I just really wanted to distill and send out to our listeners when they're in that process of both acquiring, you know, opening up to their purpose and also implementing their purpose. So I want to thank you for that. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that if anybody is interested in finding out more about Dr. Bob and his business and what he's been doing for the last 3 years as he's pulled all of these disparate pieces together, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. So you had all these lovely puzzle pieces, and then all of a sudden they all fit into this offering that you're offering now. You can find him at integratedmdcare.com, and we will have that information for you in the show notes. So one thing that I know about your purpose, Dr. Bob, is that like many of my own clients and myself, and you know, Lisa was a client of mine, and a lot of people who were in her mastermind have been clients of mine, and you know, we're all of us are playing in the same big pool together, are people who are here to really look at the existing dysfunctional systems and either change the system itself or separate out from those systems and create our own more transcended version of what's possible. And so you're a powerful creator in that regard. And I'd love to have you just briefly talk about the courage that it takes to break away from an existing system that has a lot of energy around it and a lot of investment around it, and it's pretty entrenched, that is dysfunctional. And what you do personally to kind of gird your own heart and strengthen your capacity to be courageous and do the things.
Mm. A lot of good fodder there, a lot of good considerations. One of the things that I wanted to touch on that's kind of in response to something that you mentioned was the concept of doing. You can have a lot of ideas. A lot of people have ideas, or they even feel that they know what their purpose is, but how do you then implement it? How do you take that and put it into action? And that can be overwhelming. That can be stifling, and it can be scary. So I guess my feeling was part of what happened for me is I recognized that my life is A, impermanent, and B, I have a limited amount of time to have an impact. And it became much more clear for me. It's always been clear because I'm an ER doctor and I see tragedies happen. You know, I have to say, nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, oh, I'm going to end up in an ER this afternoon and my life is going to have changed dramatically or ended. Hmm. I see how random life can be and unexpected. And then my parents dying kind of struck this chord in me that it's now, you know, game on, now's the time if you're going to do it. So there were certain events and certain awarenesses that I had that helped me to go from, I mean, I've always been an action-oriented person. I've never really been afraid of taking risks. But this was a big step, to step away from an income that was a good income, that was guaranteed every month, a job where I had respect, I had a great future, but it wasn't my future. I didn't see it as my future. So I had to look, I looked at everything and I had to make a sort of effort, and I had to get the support of my family and make plans. And I didn't just cut everything off. I did it in stages, which was important. But I also wanted to make a comment about doing versus being. So I think one of the things that allows me to do the work that I do, and my work now is, it's pretty heavy. I'm with people. I've been with probably 120 to 130 people in the last couple of years as they've taken their last breath and died. I'm helping people through the challenges, and some of our patients get better, but many of them don't, and they're in their final days, and we actually provide assistance with the final act, with helping people through medical aid in dying, which is legal in California, helping people choose to stop eating and drinking when they're done, when they just want to be done. The system is trying to keep them alive and push them and encourage them and feed them and essentially feed off of them. We give people the freedom to make the decisions that are aligned with who they are, and we help them have a soft landing. So it's pretty heavy work, and there is a need to have that balance, to do, to act, to push forward, and then to step back and find the way to regenerate and to, you know, feed your soul. And for me, that's connecting with other like-minded people, you know, my own spiritual practice, my meditation, walking on the beach, getting into the snow and snowboarding, going out dancing. I mean, so I'm in this intense, heavy place, and I'm fully present, and I'm loving every moment of it, but then I need to step back and recharge and be silly and normal and human and all of that. So I just encourage people to remember that this is a finite time that we have here. You have so much time to have an impact, to find your place and make your mark. And sometimes some people don't want to push and make a big mark. They just want to make a small mark, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, figure out what you need, what path is your path, and then try to find a way to be true to it and get aligned. And that's the way of a peaceful, beautiful life, as far as mm-hmm. I'm concerned.
Beautiful. That is delish. So I do have to share, my mom passed almost a month ago. And she was 92 years old, and she fell out of bed when she was trying to self-transfer. She was in a nursing home, broke her hip. And what's fascinating is, her whole life, she said, "I'm terribly afraid I'm going to fall and break my hip." And they wanted to do surgery, 92 years old. They wanted to do surgery, and she refused the surgery. And within 3 days, she had passed. And so I really appreciate that what you are offering is sovereignty to people who yeah. are in those late stages of approaching death's door. The other thing is that, yes, it can be heavy work, but it is also immensely light work that you are doing. And I wore my jaguar print today in honor of you. The jaguar is part of the Inca tradition, is the guardian at the gateway and takes people beyond death to their rebirth. So yes.
Oh,
so
thank you. That's interesting. I'm going to explore that a little further. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
We'll talk about that sometime maybe. All right. Well, we are already at the end. So if there is one thing that you would like to offer our listeners, either those who are navigating end of life with family members, or maybe who are listening, who are, you know, struggling with their own end of life or illnesses that are potentially life threatening. If there's one final thing that you could offer, what would you like to say?
I think the most important message that I want people to hear is to not just accept the default mode. If you go through with the traditional system and follow the guidance of most medical professionals, they will direct you towards ongoing care and procedures and treatments that are not necessarily aligned with you. Mm-hmm. Be open to exploring other, finding out all the options. Don't just accept the standard protocol-driven, money-driven approach. There are always other options. And so you need to be advocating strongly for yourself, finding someone who can advocate on your behalf, looking for holistic alternative approaches to care, and just exploring what else is possible. That would be my big message. And I don't want to plug, but one of the things that we do is we are willing to have a conversation with anybody. My team and I are dedicated to helping people see the possibilities and understand that they don't have to struggle if that's not their choice, that there are other options for people. So on my website, there's, you know, a way to connect and get a phone call. We can't take care of people throughout the world. We can only really provide care for people locally in California, but we can help provide information so that people can be empowered to make the choices that are aligned with who they are.
Beautiful. Well, listeners, I strongly recommend that you get in touch with Dr. Bob if a consultation and a conversation would serve you. Again, you can find him at integratedmdcare.com. And listeners, we love feedback. So please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at Men on Purpose Podcast. We might even give you a shout out on the show. I want to thank you, Dr. Bob, so much from the bottom of my heart for you being such a man on purpose and really doing all of the things that allow you to embody and deliver your contribution that you came to deliver. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Keep your ears open, listeners, and remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on Apple Podcasts and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.